You are listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, June 9th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 11%. That's about how much shares of Fastly rose on Tuesday. Even after an outage at the content delivery network led to outages for websites including Amazon.com, Reddit, CNN, and The New York Times. The company, which speeds up content delivery for media and retail websites, had a glitch in its service on Tuesday that led to outages at its customers' websites. Analysts say that Fastly might need to reimburse customers to make up for the glitch, and that some clients could switch content delivery networks. But the stock still posted a double-digit gain on Tuesday. It's possible that the outage reminded investors of just how much its business matters. The next number up is 56%. That's the share of people who say it's a bad time to buy a house, according to the latest survey from government-sponsored enterprise Fannie Mae. That was the largest share on record since Fannie Mae started the survey back in 2010, as supply shortages and growing demand push home prices higher. Of course, selling is a different story. About two-thirds of respondents said it was a good time to put a property on the market as home prices continue to climb and supply remains low. The question now is how long the boom in home prices can last. Shortages and affordability problems led home sales to drop in April, and mortgage applications are falling too. That means prices may level out soon. Our last number is 85%. That's how far shares of Clover Health climbed on Tuesday. The Medicare Advantage insurer's stock has more than doubled this week after finding support from retail investors organizing on message boards. It isn't the only one. GameStop and other buzzy Reddit favorites like Wendy's, Virgin Galactic, and Workhorse Group all gained on Tuesday, as commenters on Reddit looked for companies with a significant amount of short interest or bets that share prices will fall. Clover Health has only been public since January when it merged with a special purpose acquisition vehicle, but it has already had a turbulent history. After it went public, a short seller published a report and said the company failed to disclose a Justice Department investigation when it went public. The company disputed those claims. But even so, the stock fell as low as $7 per share in March from its price of $16 around the time of its public offering. It closed at $22.15 a share on Tuesday. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, June 9th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.